Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The more moles you have on your skin, the higher the risk of developing skin cancer, some new research is finding out. Scientists have determined that just by examining and counting how many moles you have on your right arm, this gave a good indication of the degree of risk, and more than 11 moles on the right arm indicated a higher likelihood. Now, melanoma accounts for less than 2% of all skin cancers in the United States. And while it is that, it's also responsible for the vast majority of skin cancer deaths. This year, more than 73,000 new melanomas will be diagnosed in the U.S., and almost 10,000 people will die from this disease. Moles, or nevi as they're called, are the key risk factor for melanoma, and the more moles a person has, the more likely they are to develop the disease. So you might want to examine your right arm and see if you have more than 11 moles on your right arm. And if you do, that will tell you you have an increased risk of melanoma, and there is prevention for this. There is really, really good sun cream. You can use all kinds of sunblocks, and there's really hefty ones that you can use. You can see a dermatologist on a regular basis. Get those all-over skin checks. Let them look at all of these things. They have some pretty cool new lasers. They're not just looking with a magnifying glass anymore. Now they've got these lasers they look through, and they can tell what's going on in your skin and whether something is really, truly suspicious. And if it is, you get it off and get it looked at, get it biopsied, because that's really the way to protect yourself. So know that more than 11 moles on your right arm can indicate a higher likelihood of skin cancer and melanoma, which causes more skin cancer deaths than anything else. And this is a good one. Is your marriage making you fat? Yet another study suggests that it could be true. When one spouse gains weight, the other spouse generally follows suit. So bad habits relating to diet and exercise are certainly contagious among marriages and leading to the other spouse to putting on the pounds as well. So if one is heavy and they like to cook and they eat fattening food, the other spouse is more than likely going to gain weight. However, so the good ones, the good health habits are also contagious. If you're in a marriage where you're both a little bit heavy and one of you decides to go on Weight Watchers or to start exercise or to get active or to quit smoking, whatever it is you decide to do, the other person generally will follow suit, or at least try to. These things tend to be contagious. They tend to work well in marriages. And so, you know, when you generally see those kind of marriages, I mean, you always do see sometimes where there's a really heavy wife and a tiny skinny husband, like back in the TV sitcom days, you know, or vice versa, right? But generally, it follows suit. So if you have a health habit you'd like to change in this coming up end of the year, or, you know, now is really a good time to start. Maybe you want to do it together with your spouse, because that's really a great way to get everybody healthy together. And I say, you know what? Just get the kids involved too. Why not? Get the whole family out. Get them playing outside, playing frisbee. Get them walking together. Give everybody a pedometer. Make it a competition. I'm telling you, if you give everybody a pedometer or a Fitbit and you make it a little family competition and see who gets to pick the movie you go to the next weekend, those kids will run up and down the stairs to win that competition. It's just what they do. They want to win. So see who gets the most steps. Do something like that. But the marriage thing, when one is gaining weight, the other one's more likely to do it too, is really telling. So maybe you want to turn it around, make it a little bit of a healthier sort of contagious thing where you're both getting healthy together. And, you know, this show is on every day at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern. We have great information. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Thanks for listening and stay well.